All right, how you doing? My name's Chris Finnerty. What's yours?
Yes, I've been home.
Hey, how are you? So, looks like we picked the topic of Pusher T versus Drake. Where do you stand on that?
I think he's anonymous. Pusher T sort of KO'd him, you know, in an angle where a lot of people never expected, you know, Pusher T to come from it. You know, I can't really see Drake coming back from this. I'll be honest with you. Drake, you know, if he, even though if he comes back, people say, you know, he might come back today or tomorrow. What can you really say about Pusha T?
You know,
You
that's
know.
really interesting you say that. You know how Drake can't come back from this. That, you know, it's kind of, you know, maybe 10 years ago when 50 Cent did the same thing to Ja Rule. You know, Ja Rule never came back after that, and you know, after 50 smashed him, what could he possibly say? I'm in the same boat as you. I think Pusha T really smashed him. Truth be told, I haven't been much of a hip hop fan in probably the past 10 years, and somebody sent me that track and I listened to the whole album two times through, and I thought it was just an instant classic. What's your thoughts on the album?
Well, the album was interesting. I think I've been a Pusha T fan for, you know, I think post Clips.
Sure.
And then I will say this is one of his best album he had. I think the production was 50% already done with 50, I mean with Kanye. I
Sure.
think the production made he actually matches well, you know, and I think even though the whole after the album, the whole Drake stuff, I think he planned it. I think he already had this in a cut where he, you know, even though the last track of the album, Infrared, he sort of baited him. He baited him. He's like he wanted to say something. So Drake actually bit the bait,
Yeah.
and he came back with a great diss. You know, I can't really see him coming back. The reason why I always say he can't come back is because Drake have to sort of explain himself if he comes back. You sort of have to explain what Pusha T said on the diss record,
Sure, sure.
which is the blackface, which is you know his baby mother, the child. You know, there's a lot of things he has to explain, and I don't think he can. Well, if people are expecting a diss song from Drake, he if he if he explaining it, it's not going to be a diss song. Jamie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm totally with you. I mean, one of the things that I will say is, you know, I'm not gonna sit here and pretend to be much of a Drake fan. I'm with you. I've loved Pusher T since Clips, and boy, I certainly love Clips. In my personal opinion, I think Drake is kind of soft. You know, I mean, when you're supposed to be rapping gangster rap, and you come out there and you're some pretty boy that all the ladies like, you know, he doesn't seem authentic to me. You know, he just doesn't seem authentic. Whereas, you know, Pusher T, he seems like he's from the streets, and yeah, I mean, he absolutely smashed Drake. I mean, you're absolutely right, and I couldn't agree more with you. I don't think Drake has any coming back from this. He might just turn have to retire from rapping and become the next Usher. He's probably better in that he's probably better in that R&B area anyway, don't you think?
Yes, but I think he needs to do some moves, you know, if he stays in the R&B.
Oh,
And
okay,
I think
like some Michael Jackson moves. I get it. I get it.
right. I think he can't do that. But I think what someone said on the interview, I've read some interviews. Someone said how they've heard his new album, but they sort of sense a lot of R&B of the album, and I think he needs to sort of go back. I think the album's already done, but I think he needs to sort of go back and sort of make an adjustment because because Pusha T said that on an interview, he said, "This your album is not going to be better than mine." So it's all the pressure that he knew. So he put that pressure on his head where he needs to sort of say, "Okay, can I make some changes within 2 weeks?" because his album was supposed to come out this month.
Yeah. Yeah, that's.
And, I think he might get the same. He might get the same treatment as Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. Yep. Did you hear that Nicki Minaj and Eminem might be dating now?
And do you know the reason why I just said he might get the same treatment as Nicki Minaj?
No, I Nicki actually Minaj didn't follow. Yeah, go ahead. Tell me why.
The reason why I say that is because Nicki Minaj hasn't been the same since. Her and Remy Ma had a go at each other, and, yep. and Remy Ma made a diss track which was so strong, and made her look. People start questioning her more, whether is she pop star. And then I think the reason why I compare her, Nicki Minaj and Drake, is because they both claim to be a rapper, two rappers that sort of within the culture, but they also do a pop stuff.
Right.
Side of right. Majority of their revenue or their look comes from a pop's, you know, perspective. So if someone made you look crazy in hip hop, where majority of your music is not really a hip hop, because Nicki Minaj, let's be honest, is for gay guys and girls. No, I'm not saying that. That's her. Yeah, her audience. Is.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you.
You'll never see someone waiting for a Nicki Minaj album. A guy said, I'm waiting for Nicki Minaj album, queuing it. You will never see it unless you're a woman, a little girl, or you're gay.
Sure. Let's take a step back for a second. You said that you felt that he released that album and the diss track right afterwards, and you felt like it was almost set up. So do you think this whole thing is a publicity stunt?
No, I think Drake actually made a mistake by inheriting a beef. I think this beef wasn't new. I think Pusha T had an issue with Cash Money from Missing Me Too. Remember that song?
Okay.
So back in the day with Clips, he had an issue with it, which is the same issue Lil Wayne having it, which is he never paid Pharrell a song that he produced. And Pusha T and Pharrell grew up together, so he didn't like that. He said, "You should pay, you know, my friend." He produced a song. So after that was the Clips used to wear beads, and Lil Wayne started wearing beads. There was a tension, and then you know, I think I remember 2011 or 12, Lil Wayne made he came on Twitter and said, "Fuck Pusha T and everyone that likes him." So there was a beef right. going on there. So Lil Wayne, I mean, Drake felt some type of way, and he thought he has to back Lil Wayne and send some shots to Pusha T. So Pusha T was waiting sure. all them years. He was just waiting. It was the right moment to hit him.
So let me ask you a question. Let's switch gears here. Mm-hmm. What is the best diss track of all time?
I will say Hit Him Up.
Oh, without a doubt. Anybody that says that this Pusha T or Nas or any of that is lying to themselves, it is without a doubt Hit Him Up. I mean, talk about the rawest, sickest. I mean, it was, yeah, I mean, nobody ever heard anything like that. You know, even No Vaseline by Ice Cube, you know, outdates it, but the... yeah, that Hit Him Up was absolutely amazing. I'm,
yeah,
we don't make a good podcast because me and you just agree on everything.
Yeah. No Vaseline was great, but I think Ice Cube was sort of more upset, and he can feel like he was aggressive. But
right.
Puff was pretty much like, I'm freestyling all about your life, you know. I'm telling you, fuck you and your
right. wife.
Like he was saying in a nice, casual way, and it was a hit record. It comes out in a club.
Right. That
day, you can go to a club and it comes up. It comes on.
How about that first Clips album? How amazing was that?
No, that was good. I think, and I always say that album, I think the production was spot on.
Oh boy, yeah, the production on that. I mean, they had Pharrell backing all those beats, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's in my opinion, that is Pharrell's masterpiece.
Yeah.
I think he was never better than he was on that album. And yeah, I mean that put him in a new stratosphere, you know, way before he became this pop star and all that. I mean, as far as producing albums, that is his masterpiece. Do you remember what that album was called? First one?
I forgot something with hell something. It's not from hell, but I forgot the name.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not ringing a bell, but yeah, it sure was great. I mean, oh, how about that song with? Have you ever heard? It's not a single. But it's got Jadakiss and Styles P on it.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that one? That is the best track on that album.
Yeah, and then Mama as well. Mama was great.
Oh yeah, that's a good one too. Yeah, 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 absolutely.
Single was Missing Me Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the big.
Yeah, I mean that album. I mean, it had four or five singles on it. Even the ones that never made the radio were great cuts. The production was off the hook. Yeah, I mean, it also comes down to style preference. I mean, no matter how this whole thing shook out, I was always going to be in Pusha T's camp because I just like his style of music much more than I like Drake's. You know, if I want to listen to Usher, I'll listen to Usher, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, listen, it was great chatting with you. This is actually the first time I've ever recorded a podcast, but I'm actually about to hop on a plane, and probably all these people are going to think I'm weird because I'm podcasting about rap music. So.
No, no worries. It was a pleasure. You can favor my podcast, and maybe we can speak another time.
Hey, do you do this quite often?
Yes, when I have a time, yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Let me float this idea by you and tell me if it's even possible.
Mm-hmm.
My idea is I was going to start a podcast with my friends. Each week, they pick the album,
mm-hmm.
and we review it. So I guess my first question is, can I pull an album off iTunes Music,
because
mm-hmm. I have Apple Music, and that plays in the background? Or is there copywriting laws that won't let me do that?
No, you actually do it. Not Apple, but you would do Spotify. You connect this with the Spotify.
Okay, well, it says that it connects with Spotify or Apple Music.
Oh.
So my idea, like I said, I'm not a huge hip-hop fan, but I knew that people would be talking about this, so that's why I got on it.
Yeah.
But, like, my idea is, you know, we take Dark Side of the Moon, we play it all the way through, you know, tell me about this album, first time you heard it, what are your thoughts on it, you know, how does it make you feel, you know, is this something you got from your dad, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then I'll be narrating it, you know, asking the people questions, but I'll also do some homework, you know, here's five trivia facts about this album, yada, 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 you know, to kind of keep it going. So is that type of podcast, is that out of the realm of possibility?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually, that would be a great podcast. And
that's
a great idea.
Yeah, maybe me and you will do that clips one sometime.
Sure. I'd love to.
Okay. Okay, cool. Well, so I guess I got to learn more about it. Like I said, this is my first time messing around with this podcast thing. But, yeah, once I learn more about it, I'll definitely come back and get you when I want to talk about that album. But I'm more of a classic rock guy, so
right.
I'm probably going to do a bunch of Beatles albums and Pink Floyd albums and things like that. But yeah, cool. I appreciate your time today. It's fun doing this. You certainly know a lot about this subject. So
yeah.
You were the right guy to talk to. So
pleasure.
All right, buddy.
Don't